BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Alice, I'm 18, and I'm from Milton Keynes. You might not know this, but I had a massage off of Bradley Walsh while wearing a bald cap. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Go Mills!
BBC Radio.
Hi, it's Scott, and on today's free download, Innuendo Bingo. It's a good one. We've got some excellent clips and a very hyperactive Radio 1 DJ, Phil Taggart, to play along with Chris. Do British accents make you irresistible to Americans? Chris puts it to the test and phones a few. Who would the people of Stupid Street most like to have a bath with? You'll also find out on this podcast. And we also find out why Bradley Walsh was massaging one of our listeners.
BBC Radio 1.
So, a lot of people giving a very positive response to yesterday's 24 years at the tap end. My Twitter's been flooded by people saying it was great.
It's crazy, the response.
It went actually extremely well yesterday. Jordan's been on saying, where can I get last night's tap end because I missed it? It's on the free download, so get the free download from the Radio 1 website. If you missed the new season premiere of Tap End yesterday, it's on there in full. And he says, when's it on again? It's on tomorrow at 1:45. So you get 24 years at the Tap End, new season, Mondays and Wednesdays, 1:45. Innuendo Bingo, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1:45. You're welcome. Now, there's been a few people saying that maybe we need to mess around with the theme tune a little bit, so you've done that.
I've had a little play with it. It all seems to be, like, people seem to like the theme tune, though. I think it's a good song, but I think the main problem with it is my singing, because I can't sing. And I'm happy to accept that, but I think a lot of people are saying that actually the theme tune might be better without me, which I can understand. So I've had a little play around, and what I thought I'd do is take myself off the chorus of it, so it sounds a bit more sort of Dido and Eminem.
Oh, okay.
I like to think it's like a new Stan, almost.
A bit more 2003.
Yeah, which is what we want, really, from the theme tune, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Where is Dido?
I don't know. I don't know what's happened to her.
Can someone tell me?
Is she even on Twitter or anything like that? I mean, I never hear of her.
I was going to say I miss her, but I don't.
I don't particularly miss her either.
I don't. What am I talking about? I was like, oh, I miss her. I don't.
But it'd be nice to know what she's up to. It's a bit like Natasha Bedingfield. I'd like to know what she's up to now.
Well, she hit America by storm.
But if either of them want to be on this song, if they do hear about this, you know, and it can.
Are you saying that's the best offer that Dido's going to get?
There's a bit of work there if they need it.
Okay, well, I want to hear this new version.
Right.
Let's hear it now.
I've boshed banter in Prague.
You're still on it.
I've dressed up as a Smurf.
Oh, the chorus.
I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the tap end.
At the tap end.
So very much more, very much like 2003 there.
Yeah, it really was.
I think a marked improvement just taking me off it.
I think maybe take you off altogether, because that lady's voice is really nice.
Get rid
nice.
Of all the words.
Maybe, no, just you.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
The cameras are on. Watch us now on the Radio 1 website. Hello, Lauren Harvey, who is not at work today, so is taking full advantage of that by watching Innuendo Bingo on the website right now. Hi. Jordan Gilmore on Twitter, watching for the first time at work. And Phil is parked up and ready for Bingo, listening on Radio 1. If you are commenting on this on Twitter, hashtag Innuendo Bingo. And we are at BBC R1 on Twitter. Today, it's Phil Taggart off of Evenings on Radio 1 for 2 weeks. And Chris, my friend, and it's Phil's first time. Don't let that stop you from spitting it
all
over him.
Be very gentle.
Please be gentle. No, he won't, though. So don't be gentle back.
Don't spit down my crotch hole.
Don't show me
because
again.
It's ripped. Look, it's perfectly.
I don't want to.
You love showing it off.
Why
it's perfectly human.
Keeps hitching his leg up and He's showing me everything.
It's perfectly human.
Yeah, it's perfectly human.
Okay.
Don't be jealous.
I think we are...
I'm distracted because now I keep looking down.
Yeah.
And I'm also aware that on YouTube with these videos, people freeze frame it and go, oh, look, Chris looked at... Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm not looking. I'm just...
Just calm down. What's wrong with
admiring.
You today?
He's admiring. He's not looking.
Okay. Let us know if you're playing along or if you're watching on the website. A lot of people watching for the first time today, so hi to you. Okay, are we ready? Loads of water in the mouth today.
Right.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Is it wrong that I'm giddy already?
You love it, don't you?
Yeah.
And we're heading over to David Coulthard on the F1. Yaz in London and Holly in Didcot spotted this. Nice big sip of water there, Phil. Don't be shy. Good work. Mm. Here we go.
Just limbering up, getting ready.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know if you saw that, just at the top of his cockpit, you could see his fingers. He was limbering them up like he was a pianist, getting ready to perform.
Oh, Phil, you're wet through already. Look at your hair.
You did intentionally go for me there, and I had to retaliate.
Here's my calling card.
He was limbering them up like he was a pianist, getting ready to perform.
Good one.
I can see where this is going.
Phil is so giddy. Like, even before they said anything funny, he was like, hee hee. Okay.
I just thought the name David Coulthard was quite
good,
funny.
Isn't it? Yeah. Okay, more water, please. Strong start, boys. Mm-hmm. Chris in Sunderland and Pete from Stourbridge, give yourself the points for spotting this. We're using your clip. I have to say, Coronation Street is... It's becoming more and more like 50 Shades of Grey these days.
I'd slept with Mandy for the first time the night before. The back door was open, a squirrel came in. It's the only time I've ever known that happen.
A squirrel
came in.
Where were the squirrels nuts?
I don't know. I love this game. Okay. Another one, please. Now, if Coronation Street is like 50 Shades of Grey, then The Archers, as we know by now, is even worse. What is going on here?
Oh, come on, you stupid thing.
Anna. Christine, are you all right?
Oh, Jessa, thank heavens you've come.
Chris first, Phil second.
Oh, my word, I love The Archers.
So relieved.
Hello, Stace off of Andover, watching for the first time. Oh, and Rich. And also Lucy in Ashford, hello. Okay.
Cold, isn't it? Oh,
yeah, it's so cold. Look at that.
Yes, Phil.
Doing that leg thing again.
Show off. Okay. And Matt in Tunbridge Wells sent this one in. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
Gardener's World. Going for a much younger audience these days.
I think it's absolutely lovely. It's beautifully erect. It's got a lovely purple tinge.
Why was that so delayed? Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm.
You held well there, Phil Taggart.
Mm.
Okay. More water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Pete from Dartford. You spotted this one. And frankly, too much information from Annika Rice on...
She's at it again.
I know.
She loves it.
Filth. Oh. Okay, more water, please. Annika Rice on
Hell.
Calm down, dear.
It's just I don't.
It's Annika Rice. I know.
Stop saying Annika Rice.
Annika Rice on Radio 2.
I've been talking about my enormous begonias this morning.
At what point did she think that was reasonable to say
know.
On the radio?
I don't know. And they're enormous.
Oh, Annika Rice.
Okay. More water, please. Got a classic for you. From Five Live.
You probably went along to the dressage initially in a slightly... how would you describe your mood initially? Sceptical?
I sort of felt like I was ever so slightly being, you know, asked to go and put my finger in the dike.
The back of the head again!
Don't put your head over the bin. Simple.
Oh, my God.
It's hair. It's a newbie mistake. I used to do the same. You've got to move your head from the bin.
I sort of felt like I was ever so slightly being asked to go and put my finger in the dike.
Okay. So I fell. Got him a second time.
You only ruined the desk there.
Sorry. Okay. Holly and Didcot sent this one in. Mm-hmm. Hi, Stephen. Sat in college, bored, but watching and loving it. Now, has anyone seen River Monsters? I haven't, but I think I'm going to watch next time, definitely. Are you ready? Mm-hmm.
Looking at the man's tackle, I'm amazed he got it in at all.
What are you two doing playing at now? Are you...
We're weighing each other up.
Right, yeah. Well, hell, Chris.
Looking at the man's tackle, I'm amazed he got it in at all.
Second time, sometimes it gets them that way.
Sometimes it's like that.
It is.
I need to grab a couple of waters.
I'm quenched.
You are. Have you run out of water, Chris?
Yeah.
Wow. I've got another classic for you. And this time, it's from Big Brother.
1:36 p.m. The situation has been on the naughty step for 46 minutes. Julie is admiring Harvey's ring.
You are bang in trouble.
This is a brilliant one. Phil is now standing up on the soft seating at the back of the studio. Wow.
Julie is admiring Harvey's ring.
Good news, everyone. We're back with David Coulthard on the F1. Loads of people spotted this, like Michael and Claire and Bryony and Amy. All give yourself the points. Now, is Coulthard a bit of a player?
Teams are very quick to stop a car going out on track.
Well, the last thing you need is a problem with your nuts.
What a voice.
The last thing you need is a problem with your nuts.
Mm-hmm. Coulthard's like somebody who would write a novel for an airport book.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Indeed. One more, please. Can we hear this one from Corey again?
I'd slept with Mandy for the first time the night before. The back door was open, a squirrel came in. The only time I've ever known that happen.
Well, that was good. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Today's show introducer.
You might not know this, but I had a massage off of Bradley Walsh while wearing a bald cap.
Alice.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much for introducing the show.
That's okay.
So this Bradley Walsh story, can I guess what it's about?
Yeah.
He was massaging you.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a bald cap, right?
Yes.
Okay, I think that he might work in a spa at the weekend when he's not presenting The Chase and is a masseur. And you were staying at this spa, which is also maybe a hotel for, let's say, your birthday. And then you were being massaged by him one afternoon at the weekend. That doesn't explain why you're wearing a bald cap, though, does it?
No.
Is that not right?
Not even close.
Can I have a guess?
Go.
I reckon it wasn't a bald cap. It was a swimming cap, because they can make you look bald. And Bradley Walsh, in his spare time when he's not on The Chase, is the head coach of a swimming club. A good swimming club, and you are one of his star swimmers, and you'd had a particularly long butterfly race, and he was massaging you down.
That's good.
No, not close.
Well, that's all we've got. What can it be?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, go on.
Well, we were doing panto together.
Yes.
In Milton Keynes, and we were rehearsing, and I was already half in my costume.
Who were you then in the panto?
I was one of the dancers.
Okay, and what was he?
He was Wishy Washy.
Of course.
In Aladdin. Yeah.
Amazing already.
Yes. Okay, so you're one of the dancers. Bradley Walsh is Wishy Washy.
Yeah.
And what's happening?
Well, I have a special bit with him, and we had to rehearse it about 10 minutes before the show started.
Right.
So, I've got a bald cap on, because in the show I wear a wig.
Okay.
But I'm yet to put on my wig.
Okay, so hence the ball cap.
We've just finished rehearsing, and we're kind of staring out into the auditorium, and then all of a sudden, I just kind of like feel him like almost like fatherly massage my shoulders, and then I kind of turn around, and I'm like, this is the most surreal experience of my whole life.
So you're there on the stage.
Yeah.
And someone comes up to you from behind.
Yeah.
And starts massaging you in your shoulders.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be TV's Bradley Walsh.
She must turn around. Yeah, who's that on my shoulders?
It's the bloke off the Chase.
Yeah, that was exactly it.
And how was that for you?
It was surreal.
And did you find that relaxed you?
Not really. It kind of stressed me out a little bit more.
It stressed me out.
Yeah, my shoulders go right up.
Yeah, they did.
Do you reckon that's what he does? He gets, like, all the contestants on The Chase and all the, like the Trunchbull woman and stuff like that. Over stress, they get a little Welshy massage.
I like to think that they do.
And then you both carried on with the panto.
Yeah, the curtain went up, show started.
The curtain went up, and off you went.
Off we went.
And are you still in touch?
No, we're not, sadly.
Well, Bradley Walsh, if you're listening, which I know he does... This is the girl that you massaged where she had that bald head thing on. He'll remember that.
I hope he does.
I wish I'd known this on Saturday, because I saw him in Costco. I could have mentioned it to him.
Well, you love a massage as well, don't you? I mean...
I do.
Oh, you could have asked for one.
I know, while I was buying my coffee.
I think everyone who sees Bradley Walsh should ask for a massage.
Give us a massage.
Oh, that would be the weirdest thing ever. What if he doesn't remember?
Well, listen, thank you very much for introducing the show.
Thank you.
Good to speak to you, Alice.
You too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. Lots of our listeners say that when they go to America, people swoon at them because of their accent. They love our accent. Whether it's some of our English listeners that have been to America, a lot of Scottish people, loads of Welsh people saying, yes, they love it.
It's like that scene in Love Actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where he walks into their bar and they, you know, he's got everyone.
Everyone.
Mm.
I have an American girlfriend, says Nick in Cornwall. When we were out in America, I get hit on everywhere, in shops and restaurants. When I buy or order stuff, I am on.
I can believe that.
James has been on off of London. Americans properly love the British accent. I work for a US company, and as I sound a bit gap-yar myself, I'm made to speak on conference calls, especially when there's bad news, as apparently it doesn't sound so bad coming from a British voice. Love you, bye. Thanks, James.
Hello, I'm sorry, but it's terrible news. You're all fired.
Mm.
Sorry about that.
Just sounds better.
I agree.
Like, it just bad news doesn't sound as bad. They love our accent, all of them. So we're going to put this to the test in a minute. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Chris is going to phone up some places in America and seduce some Americans on the phone just with his voice.
Right.
They will be putty in your hands, these Americans. They can't even see you. And they're going to want you so bad.
I could clean up here.
Yeah. If this works, I know that you're going to book a plane to America pretty soon. I'm saying in the next month, or maybe even the next couple of weeks. Right, good luck.
Good morning,
Captain
Order to go.
You alright, mate?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, mate. I'm from England.
Okay.
What's on the menu today?
Excuse me?
What's on the menu today?
What's from the menu?
Yeah.
Ah, we have a lot of good stuff on the menu today.
Can you talk me through a couple of things?
Okay, we have, for the lunch now, we have the Super Bird. We have the spaghetti dinner. It's pretty good. I have the spicy cowboy. I love it a lot.
I love a tonk spaghetti.
Okay, yeah, calm down, eh?
Can I ask you one thing?
Yeah.
Do you find me attractive?
Excuse me?
Do you find me attractive?
What kind of question was that?
Well, he didn't sound keen, did he? That threw me as well. I thought I'd get through to a woman.
It was going quite well, because you were talking about the spaghetti. He likes that one a lot.
Yeah.
And then you just went in. Do you find me attractive?
Yeah, not so keen. Do you find me attractive?
I
I think it might be because you had your Watford accent on.
Well, I didn't do an accent. I just talked to him in my normal voice.
You were just too you.
I thought the point with this whole thing was that I could just walk into a bar and be myself. Or I could just ring an American on the phone and they would love it.
Well, should we try it? Should we see if we can get a lady?
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe it doesn't work for all accents. Mm. I think you have to go proper English, like the Hugh Grant accent. You have to really go posh on it.
Well, like old posh English.
Yeah, like... Just think of Hugh Grant in, like, Four Weddings on Notting Hill. Do that voice.
Okay. And this will get the girl.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've had loads of people saying that they've gone to America and cleaned up just because of their English accent.
Well, that's what I've heard as well.
Loads of our listeners have done it.
Okay.
Let's try one now. Got another number. Remember, Hugh Grant.
What is it?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
I'm ringing during afternoon tea. I'm having a scone.
I'm sorry. I just found that too. That was ridiculous. Where did that come from? It just sounded like I was on the loo.
When did Hugh Grant have constipation?
I don't know what happened now. I just sort of went for it.
I'm ringing during afternoon tea. I'm having a scone.
Right, no wonder she hung up. Let's try again.
Right, try again.
I've got another number.
Right, I need to tone that down a bit.
Calm it down a bit, Hugh. Try again. Not so strained.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Can I help you?
I'm just ringing during afternoon tea. I was just wondering what's on the menu.
What's on the menu?
Earl Grey?
Earl Grey?
Spotted Dick. Later, I'm playing cricket on the green.
You're playing cricket on the green? So where are you calling me? All the way from London?
I am indeed. Do you find me attractive?
So you just called this number out of wherever you found it to just ask me if I find you attractive?
Yes. My accent should make you swoon.
Not anymore. The British accent, I'm past that. I'm more into the French now.
Which accent?
French.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
How are you?
You have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Do you not find me attractive now?
Nah, take care. Bye.
I'm French. From gay Paris.
Oh. Right, well, they've obviously moved on.
This is
Scott Mills
on BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's the kitty?
Good afternoon, this is BBC Radio 1. Hugh Stevens is on at 4 o'clock. Hiya.
Word up.
You're
right.
Word up. You right?
Yeah, I'm very good.
Good to see you yesterday afternoon.
What happened yesterday afternoon?
Nothing, you were just there.
Oh, yeah, just on the show. Yeah, in the studio. It was nice seeing you. It was always nice to see you, Scott.
I said it was good to hear you, because you're like, you go... It was going on across the whole country yesterday between 4 and 7.
I know. Was it?
Yeah, you're on.
I forget that, don't you?
No.
Sometimes.
I don't forget that. It's on.
Weirdly, Scott, I'm DJing in Cardiff tonight at a night called Oh, What's Occurring.
Are you?
What are the chances?
Wow.
It's as if this has been planned and I've been booked in for weeks.
You can play the game if you want.
I'd love to.
You can take the music and everything.
Oh, yeah, can I?
Yeah, they'll love it.
Can you put it on a CD for me, somebody?
I think this will go down really well in a club.
Beatbox over it.
So, we've been on to Stupid Street today. Love those guys. There was a thing in the paper last week saying that most British people would like to share a bath with Ronan Keating. He was the most popular.
It's weird.
So we've been on to Stupid Street and asked them that. Who would you most like to share a bath with? Bearing in mind what street we're on, what do you think they said? I'll let you have 2 guesses each and the same for you lot at home. 20 Scott Mills points if any of the answers are in there.
20 Scott Mills points?
Oh, yeah, we're upping it now.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Generous.
I'm going to go... Can I have my 2 choices?
Yeah, go.
I'm going Cheryl Cole and Beyoncé.
Good choices.
I'm going to say that they're going to say the Queen.
Why would you want to be in a bath with the Queen?
Oh, come on, you would.
You wouldn't say no to that. I mean, like, having a bath.
You would.
Having a bath.
You'd refuse.
I don't think you would. It's a bath with the Queen.
You are currently invited to have a bath with Her Majesty the Queen.
What an honour. Crown Jewel's long. What an honour.
I'd so, rather have a bath with Beyonce.
Alright, I'm saying the Queen.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I think people say Tom Daley. Man of the moment.
Okay. Tom Daley and the Queen from Chris, and Cheryl and Beyonce from Hugh. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
We went on to Stupid Street and we asked them, who would you most like to share a bath with? What's the most popular answer?
Oh, what's the curtain?
Out of everyone in the world, who would you most like to share a bath with?
Share a bath with? Oh my goodness. God.
Who would you most like to share a bath with?
Someone clean. That's all I care about. Someone clean.
Anyone clean?
Anyone clean. Literally anyone, as long as they're clean.
So you would have a bath with anyone in the world, as long as they're clean?
Yeah, definitely. As long as they're clean. I just don't want dirty bath water.
I don't know, you know? I'm being really rubbish. You're going to have to edit this heavily.
Out of everyone in the world, who would you most like to share a bath with?
Johnny Depp.
Oh, dear. My girlfriend.
God.
Who would you most like to share a bath with?
Can it be another girl? Sophia Bush.
Another girl?
Why her?
Because she's just awesome. She's just really cool.
So it would just be a chance to meet her, basically?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought maybe, out of everyone in the world, maybe Ronan Keating?
Yeah, actually, that's a good one.
Oh my goodness. God.
Have you ever thought maybe, out of everyone in the world, maybe Ronan Keating?
Wow, I guess he's non-threatening, a non-threatening male.
Out of everyone in the world, who would you most like to share a bath with?
I think it would be my mum.
Why her?
Because she's my idol. Yeah, I wouldn't want to spend the rest of that afterlife with someone else.
Okay.
Did he confuse having a bath with the afterlife?
I think I think so.
You did. Bath-to-life.
Bath-to-life. So, give yourself 20 Scott Mills points, everybody. If you said any of these, anyone clean, Johnny Depp, that bloke's girlfriend, Sophia Bush, or that bloke's mum.
Question, who's Sophia Bush?
Don't know.
Does anyone know?
She's in One Tree Hill.
Okay.
No?
No.
One Tree Hill, no.
No. I still go Cheryl Cole or Beyonce.
Well, they weren't in there, Hugh.
No, but it's...
So, no points for you and no points for you. Right, did this one understand the question?
Out of everyone in the world, who would you most like to share a bath with?
I think it would be my mum.
I don't know whether he did. Also, is this one Rihanna, Radio 1's film critic?
Anyone clean. Literally anyone, as long as they're clean.
Yeah. Sounds a bit like her. Also, listen to this one. Who's the woman in the background, please?
Can it be another girl? Sophia Bush.
Another girl?
Another girl.
Another girl.
Another girl.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I needed to get some new trainers yesterday because I forgot mine and I wanted to go to the gym, so I was feeling a bit like, ugh! So I got some for £20 from that shop, which is quite a bargain. You know the one I mean, where there's like sports stuff everywhere?
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The sports stuff, which is always really high up as well, high up on the walls.
Yeah.
Needs to be sort of hooked down.
Got good bargains though. If you can search through all the stuff, there's some good stuff in
there.
But
they're always closing down, aren't they? I'm sure there always a closing down sale.
I think that's the other one. That's the other one that's closing down. Anyway, so it's a bit stressful in there because the arrows are really Nile. Arrows are really Nile?
What are you on about?
The aisles are really narrow. What's the arrows are really Nile? That's like One Direction, Nile. Okay, good. I'll start that again.
The aisles
are really narrow.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, it's kind of like you have to wait for people to go, and that's a bit stressful. And also the queues are quite long. It does take you a while to be served, but like I said, good bargain when you get there. And if you ever want a large umbrella, that's the place to go, or a massive mug.
Yes, they do massive mugs, you're right.
Giant mug with the name of the sports store on it. Now, can someone tell me, maybe if you work in this shop or you know someone that does, why do they insist on the giant bag?
When you go to pay.
This girl was pleading with me yesterday. She's like, do you want a giant bag? No, I'm all right, thanks. I've got a bag here. Oh, go on, have a giant bag.
Yeah.
No, I don't need a giant bag because I've got a rucksack here. I can just put them in there. Oh, please have a giant bag.
Really wanted rid of the giant bags.
I don't really need a giant bag. I mean, she had a lot to get rid of. But what is that?
I don't know.
Literally, like, for about 2 minutes, are you sure you don't want a giant bag?
But you are right, they do obsess about that, don't they?
They are properly obsessed with it.
And the giant mugs.
And the giant mugs. Mm. Why would you not want one? So I picked up my Lonsdale trackie, and I was off.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't really. I got some lovely training.
Mm.
But sorry, love, if you are listening, for not buying the giant band. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Ow! What's
it's a chance to find out some new knowledge to impress your mates down the pub or at college or uni or at work. But then some of them are pesky not real facts. You've got to tell me, real or no real, okay? So okay. You'll hear the fact, some of them made up, some of them actual information which you will be able to share with your mates later. A lot of people are doing this. But then some people are getting it wrong. Like, there was one the other day that P. Diddy has changed his name so much that he hasn't received any mail since 1977. And that is not real. But people are presenting that as fact. Okay, so this one, real or no real?
Kissing is more hygienic and healthier than shaking hands.
Yeah, I can believe that, actually.
Kissing more hygienic than shaking hands?
Think about it.
No, it can't be, because you've got all the saliva from your mouth, which is going to swap, which is probably worse than dirt.
No, but your lips are less likely to have... like, I'm saying your hand's going to come into contact.
Is this
with
what
more...
you tell the girls?
I'm saying no real.
I'm saying... I think it's real.
We have to kiss now because your hand is more likely to come in contact. So, you're saying, Chris?
Real.
No real.
Well, who'd have thunk it? Yes. That one is real.
Wow. So instead of shaking hands with someone next time, just kiss them.
Mm.
Next.
There exists a mineral called cummingtonite.
Definitely real. I believe everything Chris Smith of the news says.
That's I think that's the problem.
Voice, I think that's real.
Voice of authority, isn't it?
A
mineral called cummingtonite.
I've never heard of it, no.
Well, who'd have thunk it? Yes. That one is real.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, see, that's a good bit of information for the pub.
Yeah.
And next...
Dr. Christian, off of Embarrassing Bodies, once had an addiction to Greg's sausage rolls and had to go to counselling to ditch it.
I like Dr. Christian off
I
Embarrassing
like him.
Bodies.
And you can imagine that he probably did used to have that.
Oh, yeah. He loves a sausage roll.
Well, not so much now, but I think he probably did. Just looks the type.
Tricky one, this.
Real or no real?
I think real. I think that's true. He probably did have a sausage roll addiction. But he really? Stopped it, shed loads of weight, and now knows everything about bodies.
Mm. I'm going to say no real.
No, sadly, that is a no real.
Oh.
What a disappointment.
I know. In rehab for a sausage.
Yeah.
Next.
When selling a house in New York, you must tell potential buyers if the property is haunted.
Oh, God. So American.
You know all about haunted houses, don't you, as well, Scott?
I've been in enough, Hugh.
Yeah, that's true. American laws and rules, isn't it? Weird.
Mm.
I think
do things differently. I'm saying real.
Probably have to get a ghost certificate.
Well, who'd have thunk it? Yes. Mm. That one is real.
Yeah. We seem to only have one version of him saying real.
Well, who'd have thunk it?
And that's why he always says that. And next.
Listening to One Direction increases milk production in females.
Gross.
That would be true.
I don't know. I don't know how these things work.
As if anyone has tested this. Was this in pregnant females or just ladies in general?
Listening to One Direction increases milk production in females.
Is this humans? Or
yes.
Right.
Yes, I say yes, definitely.
Are
true.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm saying not real, surely.
No, sadly, that is a no real.
Chris, Smith, not you.
Smith. Yeah. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Let me tally up the scores. Hugh's got 20.
Oh.
I've got 40.
Do I get 20 Scott Mills points?
You do.
Oh, brilliant.
But you got less than him, but that's all right.
That's all right.
I'm on the ladder.
So, you're on the ladder. Next stop, Spice Rack. If you like that, then there's more of the same tomorrow afternoon on Radio 1, live between 1 and 4. If you're a very busy person and you can't listen at that time, there's always this free download tomorrow from the Radio 1 website. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.